Medical experts looked at strains of bacteria that cause things like pneumonia, meningitis, and ear infections. They found that more were becoming resistant to penicillin and erythromycin. They noted that while strains resistant to only one of the drugs appears to have leveled off in recent years, strains resistant to both drugs are increasing. Donald Lowe is chief of microbiology at Toronto's Mount Sinai Hospital. He also has another warning. Lowe says last year, many people, especially in the U.S., stockpiled the antibiotic ciprofloxacin because of fears of a bioterrorism attack from anthrax. He says since it was in their medicine cabinets anyway, many used it to alleviate flu symptoms, believing it would help. But Lowe says the cipro drugs are not effective against pneumonia.
So if you came into your doctor's office with symptoms of pneumonia, and you had been on, let's say, cipro a month, 2 months ago, that strain already could be resistant, and your doctor doesn't even know it, puts you on the antibiotic, and you fail therapy.
Lowe and other researchers say it all points to the need for more regulation of antibiotic use and finding new methods to treat drug-resistant bacteria. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.